You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
What do conservatives believe? That question might be answered in different ways. Chilton Williamson, who used to be literary editor at the magazine National Review, has written a new book called The Conservative Bookshelf, Essential Works That Impact Today's Conservative Thinkers. He discusses in detail 50 works that he believes have defined conservatism over the last 4,000 years. Williamson begins with the Bible and approvingly quotes Russell Kirk's famous saying, "All culture arises out of religion." Williamson includes many obvious choices, such as the Federalist Papers, which explain the meaning of the U.S. Constitution in the words of the men who wrote it. Williamson includes The Conservative Mind by Russell Kirk, and Witness by Whitaker Chambers, the famous ex-communist whose conversion to faith exposed the communist espionage of Alger Hiss and led to his conviction. Among current conservative writers, Williamson rates Patrick Buchanan, William Buckley, and Ann Coulter as the most significant. They certainly are the most interesting and stimulating. Williamson also includes Peter Brimlow's book, Alien Nation, Common Sense About America's Immigration Disaster. Brimlow is a writer who endured years of vitriolic abuse as one of the first to tell the truth about the dangers of open borders. But terrorist attacks and the problems of assimilation make his book look prophetic. Anyone with an interest in the roots of conservatism will find this book a valuable resource for study because it leads the readers to a broader and deeper understanding of conservatism's founding principles. This book ought to be assigned reading in college courses in government and political science, but you probably will have to seek out this book on your own. The name of the book is The Conservative Bookshelf, Essential Works That Impact Today's Conservative Thinkers by Chilton Williamson.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says committees have become so important nowadays that subcommittees have to be appointed to do the work. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. It was back on March the 4th, which was a Friday, that I received an email from Jim Gilchrist, U.S. Marines retired. And I was one of many people that received this, but he says, "Hello, Americans. Anyone interested in spending 30 days nonstop manning the Arizona border as a blocking force against entry into the United States by illegal aliens early next spring? I would like to raise 200 volunteers for this mission. This is strictly a volunteer project. It has no financial subsidies that are available." Now, that email went around the whole country. It was forwarded, posted in chat rooms, uploaded to blogs. In just over a week, Jim had his 200 volunteers. A month later, he had about 1,000, including 30 airplane pilots with their private planes. They came from all over the country, and they're going to go to Arizona, to the Mexican-Arizona border. They're telling us that they are fed up with the government turning its back on the American people by refusing to secure our border, leaving us with only one option: to do the job government won't do. "We encourage all Americans," says Gilchrist, "to get involved in supporting this project and especially to join us in Tombstone, Arizona on April the 1st. Now, that's tomorrow, in case you're not aware. If you're one of those people, like a good friend of mine that says he doesn't have a calendar, he doesn't even know what year it is, tomorrow is going to be the time that these Minutemen, and they call themselves Minutemen, are going to show up in Tombstone, Arizona, and they're not going to patrol the border. That's not the idea at all. They are not going to confront any of these people that are crossing the border illegally. They are going to watch them. They are going to have two-way radios. They're going to be the spy in the sky. They're going to watch and then turn them over or tell the Border Patrol where these people are going to be. It's called, and by the way, if you want to check this out on the Internet, it's just MinutemanProject.com, okay? You can visit the website there. Now, The people there in Tombstone are saying this: "It does no good to write letters that get ignored or to have meetings that discuss the problem with no action. Action is now required. There is some risk. Ranch rescue volunteers have been killed and jailed by this corrupt government. Bring video cameras to document your activities for self-protection." Now, Carrie Morales is a rancher there. She is a rancher there. She says, "Maybe 20 years ago, the illegals were innocent, hardworking people, but not anymore. Now, I visited with Jack McLam about this, and I asked Jack McLam, are these innocent, hardworking people? And Jack said,
any law enforcement person in the southwest part of the United States can tell you that these are not all helpless fruit pickers looking for jobs. Many of them are criminals, hardened criminals, and we came in contact with them all the time. And some are military trained and being sent across the border to participate in this Aztlan Reconquista program that is growing by leaps and bounds and the federal government has funded for 35 years. The Mecha program and all the schools down in the southwest part of the United States is funded by federal tax dollars, which is the school program for American Latino children and illegal alien children to become revolutionaries and push for the return of the Southwest back under the Mexican flag. And so we found in our investigations as a police and military association and also in law enforcement, because you're talking to the right guy. I was the one intelligence officer for the Phoenix Gang Squad while I was on the Phoenix Police Department, and I know of these gangs in the southwest part of the United States and now in other parts of the country that their leadership is trained military revolutionaries sent in here from Central, South America, and Mexico to run these gangs and run the dope that our top-level government people are bringing in with Vicente Fox across our border.
Is that the MS-13 that we hear about?
That's right. The MS-13 is the gang that has been, we understand here at our police and military association that the governments have agreed to send this military-trained leadership. This MS gang is run by military-trained revolutionaries sent over here. This is the most dangerous of all the gangs, most violent of all the gangs, and they're being rallied, I guess, and bussed down to the border to confront our fellow Americans and start a war down there on the border with them. And, of course, the media in America will list the, as they have before, any of us that would dare go down along the border and try to stop the narco traffickers, the terrorists, and the illegal aliens coming across are listed as radical, right-wing, you know, revolutionaries, Nazis, anti-government, you know, all kinds of names. Of course, that's not true, but this is what our government demands. The media call these people because they cannot have the American people actually stopping the narco trafficking, the terrorists coming in, and the revolutionaries who are trying to take the southwest part of the United States back under Mexico. They can't have it. It won't happen.
Now, Carrie Morales says that, as she says, maybe 20 years ago, the illegals were innocent, hardworking people. Not anymore. Now they're extremely dangerous. They mean violence. She ranches there in South Texas, and she says illegal immigrants have cut down her fences, stolen her pickup, broken into her home, once invaded her bedroom and nearly strangled her. She said they fled when she reached for her gun. Rather than complain to authorities who seem unable or unwilling to stem the tide, she plans to join hundreds of other volunteers from across the country, starting tomorrow, with a 20-mile stretch along the Arizona-Mexican border, where they intend to help the Border Patrol spot illegals and reduce their numbers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
That's right.
Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
And we have returned, talking today about the Minuteman Project, vigil on the Mexican border, where some 1,000 individuals, citizens from all walks of life, that are concerned about the open borders that we have here in the United States. And the borders are not going to close. I mean, it is obvious. When I was visiting with Jack McLamb, he mentioned the fact that Bush apparently wants to see these people cross the border. Do you have that 20-second cut there, Jeff? You don't have it. Okay. Yes, you found it. Okay. Hello.
I heard Bush on the news here the other night saying these people are a bunch of vigilantes. And so, of course, that's what we expect, because Bush and Vicente Fox, we actually have their quotes where Bush has said he's going to leave the border open down there, and that's part of the plan.
So, anyway, it's obvious. It is very, very obvious. And, you know, I'm beginning to see, I've heard O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor time and time again. He says, I can't understand why we don't close those borders. Well, O'Reilly doesn't look into the overall picture of the thing, I don't believe. But it is, to me at least, very obvious that our government wants these illegals to come into this country. Now, here's what these volunteers say they're going to do. They're going to use night vision binoculars and other high-tech devices to help spot people crossing the border. Once they sight illegals, the volunteers say they will use cell phones and walkie-talkies to contact the command center, which will relay the information to the U.S. Border Patrol agents. Participants will not confront migrants, nor do they intend to behave like vigilantes, taking the law into their own hands. Now, Bush, of course, says, hey, these are vigilantes going down there. They're going to have a war. At a time when both political parties are refusing to adequately enforce immigration laws, citizens volunteering to cooperate in the enforcement of those laws are in the grand American tradition, we say, of power and authority flowing from the people to the government and not the reverse. Now, Frosty, Wooldridge, writing for newswithviews.com, makes some very interesting comments here. He says there are rare times in American history when citizens must take action to do the jobs that elected leaders won't do. The Minuteman Project promises to be the next Boston Tea Party. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the next Boston Tea Party. But let's realize, even if these Minutemen carry guns, they are doing nothing down there that is illegal. Because, first of all, Arizona is a carry state. You can carry a gun in Arizona. These people have every right to be on the property that they are on. They're breaking no laws whatsoever. The reason the government does not want them down there is because the government wants to allow the illegals to come into this country. And if this works, that's going to mess up a bunch of plans. Now, let's stay tuned. When we come back, Frosty compares what's happening today to the Boston Tea Party. Does an excellent job of it. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Now, I'm looking at this article written by Frosty Wooldridge, and it's in newsreviews.com, where he compares the Minuteman Project on the Arizona border to the Boston Tea Party. And let's realize that all is going to begin tomorrow, April the 1st, there in Tombstone, Arizona. Now, the Boston Tea Party, he says, blasted into the news and across the Atlantic Ocean and into the halls of British Parliament because a bunch of American rednecks were sick and tired of the British tea tax. They stormed the gangplanks on three ships in the Boston Harbor while tossing bags of tea overboard. Already, volunteers have signed up from 30 states. Many U.S. military veterans volunteered for this new mission to protect America from a Congress that does not and will not represent American citizens. The 1,000 volunteers, spotting illegal aliens as they storm our national borders, they number 10,000 daily and 3 million annually, and they got these numbers from Time magazine, from the Boston Tea Party to every militia man who served, starved, and froze to death at Valley Forge for our new country, Americans have answered the call. Now, he goes on. He says, today our own government acts more like the British government of 1776. Our Congress is in breach of its oath of office. Our president panders to Mexico's Fox instead of focusing on our needs and rights and the rule of law. Our own senators and congressmen ignore us. Last fall, Arizona Senator McCain and Kyle, along with Congressmen Colby and Flake, denounced Proposition 200 that was overwhelmingly passed by voters. Like those men at the Boston Tea Party, we're tired of it. It begins in Tombstone, Arizona, tomorrow, April the 1st. Its leaders, Jim Gilchrist, former U.S. Marine combat veteran, and Chris Simcox, editor of the Tombstone Tumbleweed, will be celebrated as the new American Patriots. Now, we have had, and I didn't call Chris because I'm sure he's got more than he can take care of there at this particular time. We have had Chris Simcox on the air more than once. I know we've had him on several times talking about this issue and how these people infiltrating the border there are destroying private property. And as we've said, they cut fences, they break into homes, they steal vehicles, they do a lot of things that's very, very unorthodox as well as unlawful, and yet don't seem to get in any trouble on it. Now, for whatever it's worth, Congress passed set aside money for 2,000 more Border Patrol agents. Bush said he didn't want 2,000 more Border Patrol agents. He wants 210 more. In the meantime, he is sending more than 500 Border Patrol agents down there as we speak. Down there, meaning in the Arizona-Mexican border area. He said, Chris Simcox says, you just sit on a hilltop and you watch people walk unabatedly into this country. It's shocking. But he said the project's unexpected popularity is raising serious safety concerns among federal and local officials and watchdog groups fearing it will attract extremists or spark violent confrontations. They are going to draw every misfit and renegade, says Ray Baran, who's mayor of Douglas, Arizona. He says everyone with an axe to grind about ethnic preference is going to be there, the misfits and the renegades we're talking about. So now the Homeland Security Department has announced it will assign 500 more patrol agents to the Arizona border, a 25% increase, some of them immediately. The Border Patrol officials say the announcement has no connection to the Minuteman Project. These people would rather lie than tell the truth when they would be better off to tell the truth. I can't understand why they would. You know darn well they're doing it because of this Minuteman Project. They say, though it doesn't, the announcement has no connection with the Minuteman Project and simply comes in line with recommendations from intelligence officials. Now, Chris Simcox, Tombstone Paper, says a majority of volunteers are senior citizens, former police officers, veterans, concerned citizens who understand this is a political protest. Now, yesterday, I talked for quite a while with Jack McLam, and Jack says that these people really need to watch their backsides. He says they need to be videoing constantly while they're down there because he said he's afraid that they are going to be, or that they have been, I'm talking now about the Minutemen, have been infiltrated by government officials. In other words, that our own government has planted people in these Minutemen to make the Minutemen look bad. You say, oh, Brownfield, that is ridiculous. If it's so ridiculous, why doesn't our government want to stop the intrusion of all these Mexicans coming into this country? And by the way, they're not all Mexicans. Just today, let me find it. It's here someplace, and I got enough stuff here. 6 Iraqis were detained on the Mexican border. 4 Iraqis were detained at an airport in the border city of Mexicali for allegedly carrying false passports. 2 more were caught at a highway checkpoint. 4 Iraqis arrived Friday at the airport in Mexicali on a flight from Mexico City, were detained after immigration officials discovered their Dutch passports were false. The men were carrying Dutch passports. Once in custody, they told authorities they intended to sneak into the United States. They said they started their journeys in Greece, traveled to Spain, and then to Mexico City. These people just come across the border without any problems whatsoever. And Americans are beginning to say, enough's enough. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention men and women suffering from hair loss. Now, with Avacor, a world leader in hair regrowth, you don't have to be bald, even if you have a family history of hair loss. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
The main reason for thinning hair and baldness is hereditary hair loss. Just because there is a family history of hair loss doesn't mean you have to suffer. Avacor is specially formulated to reverse hereditary hair loss and regrow new healthy hair. Our formula targets the hair follicle to effectively stop hair loss and stimulate new hair growth. Before you consider expensive transplant surgery, remember, Avacor is FDA approved to regrow new healthy hair for men and women.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-449-9124. That's 800-449-9124.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. Gold just hit a new 16-year high, and the dollar just hit a new 9-year low. Friends, let's do some simple math. Since 2001, gold is up 55%, was $280, now it's $435 an ounce. Just like Swiss America and I have been telling you for years, gold is still the buy of a generation. And Swiss America is the company I want you to call at 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Protect your assets from a falling dollar, which boils down to a rising cost of living and rising gold prices. Experts say gold could double. Do the math, please. I don't want to say I told you so again in the year 2005. So call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUYCOIN, to get their free newsletter and the latest CD, which is a $25 value. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says democracy is the bludgeoning of the people, by the people, and for the people. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Let's go to the telephones. John in Michigan. Hi, John. You're up first.
Derry?
Yes, sir.
I was just going to bring up a couple of points. The question always is why are they allowing this to happen? I think you can go back to the early 90s. Didn't David Rockefeller relocate to Mexico City to start establishing this NAFTA program? And there is also, I think, a regionalizing of the world. And in the region that would be including Mexico, Canada, and United States has no borders. With the program for the New World Order. So I think the big picture is what's being missed here. And they also have to bring down our economy, and to do that, they'll dilute it with all of these illegals that will work for hardly anything. We also have the Chinese running the Panama Canal, too. So not only are these other foreigners coming through, I'm sure we have a lot of Chinese that are infiltrating our country, too.
You know, you are 100% right. You're talking about What'd you say?
Regionalizing the world.
We-whatting it?
Regionalizing.
Regionalizing it, yes. Regionalizing the world. There's no doubt. You see, you look over in Europe what they've done with the European community. And I've talked about this many, many times. The Europeans now have only one form of money. It's the euro dollar. They've done away with the German mark and the franc and all these other currencies. They're going to do exactly the same thing here in America. We already have NAFTA and we have GATT and we are going to have the FTAA, the Free Trade Americas. Along with that is going to come the Ameridollar. But is it too late to stop all this?
Oh, no, Derry, no. They are rushing ahead with it because they do feel the pressure. And I'm waking many people up here. We were the first county in the United States to attempt to put in a national or a countywide wetland ordinance. And we downed that one once we exposed who was behind it, which is the UN, which is behind all of this with this new open border and corridors coming through our country. The UN will have jurisdiction over every bit of water in this country if any of their roads go over a tributary or a stream. And the ultimate is for them to control the food and the water. And also this diluting of our economy will help bring down our economy, and it's their plan for the big picture. I think China's going to be the agricultural production, and then South America will be another zone. They've had this plan, and they've had it for a long time, and so why have a border there if it's not going to be there in the future? So.
Jeff, get John's telephone number, if you would. This gentleman has... John, you've done your homework on this. So there's no doubt about that.
Well, Derry, I appreciate your show. I think you reach a part of the a community that a lot of other shortwave programs don't, and you're always a joy to listen to in the morning.
Well, thank you very much. But I would like to give you a call sometime when we have more time, because... just like you mentioned, you stopped this wetland program in your county. All you have to do, and I say this constantly, all you have to do is show it to them in black and white. And if they have any reasoning ability about them, they can look at this and say, I got a very interesting call today from down in Alabama. A gentleman there said that they were trying to go through with zoning in his county. And they didn't call it zoning. They called it, and I can't remember what he called it, but they said, this is for the good of these poor little old ladies that are they're widows, and this will keep people from coming in there and doing work on their property and taking their money. And I said, it sounds like county zoning to me. He said, that's exactly what it is. And I forgot to tell him, but I need to send him also a video of not-so-smart growth to show these people, because we saw what county zoning... Well, we know what county zoning is doing to our property rights. Anyway, let's go to Art in Kansas. Hi, Art. You're up next.
Hi, Derry. I didn't know if you knew about this Kansas City plan to make Kansas City an inland port. They want to unload the containers in Mexico and Lazaro Cardenas and bring them to Kansas City by rail? So would that thing at the border may be over soon. They can all come up by rail.
No, now, where did you get that information? I know about the international corridors, but and they're supposed to have these rails running, and Kansas City's right in the middle of it.
Oh, Kansas City's the second biggest rail port.
Right.
They want to unload them, bring them up from Mexico, unload them, and then distribute them from there.
Are you familiar with the international corridors?
I've heard of them.
Okay, they're talking now about wanting to rebuild 70, Interstate 70. They want to make it, what is it, 6 or 8 lanes? I can't remember. It's 4 lanes now, and it is. It's overpopulated with traffic. But, you see, we've got 50 highway, we've got 36. We have other highways that run parallel with 70 that would do a lot more good if they would make them 4 lane. But, no, they want to make 6 or 8 lanes over there. I can't remember which, and make a toll road out of it. Well, see, that is, if you get on the Internet and find these international corridors, you'll see exactly what they're doing.
Well, I think 35 will be another one. coming up from the south.
It is. Yeah. But see, 35 and 70 run together right there in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
No, I had not heard that. But
well, the Kansas City Southern is even buying up a Mexican rail line.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. And the Mexicans are going to build their own customs office in Kansas City for shipments going south.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. So that thing at the border may be over soon. They can all come up by rail.
You know, it's pathetic that the American people just will not open their eyes and see what's going on.
Don't think they can, Derry. I think they're so dumbed down with fluoride and chlorine and prescription drugs and illegal drugs, I just don't think they can.
Well, that, and they're dumbed down with these court cases that are going on with Michael Jackson and Beretta and Terry Schiavo. That's all people talk about. They have no idea, and when you try to explain this to them, they look at you like, you know, you're a mini bird.
I know it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Art.
Okay.
I'm going back to this, another caller. Okay, who do we? Joe in Oregon. Hi, Joe, you're up next.
Yeah, good morning. About this thing that's going on in Arizona, I read just recently that the government had sent teams of Special Border Patrol agents to Iraq to make sure that their border got secure. The thing is, in 1965, when they changed the immigration law, at the prodding and the cajoling and the hard political work of Emanuel Seller from New York, he had started his stuff back in 1923. And when they passed the new immigration law in 1965, with the work of Jacob Javits, Metzenbaum, Frank Lautenberg, Emanuel Seller, and Ted Kennedy, who was supposedly to be the front man, anybody can Google this up. Ted Kennedy made a speech that said that if the new immigration law was to skew the racial makeup of the United States, that he would come back to the Senate and that he would change the law. And I ask on him to do that. And I want to say something else about Ted Kennedy. I don't listen to regular talk shows, but in the past years I've heard them try to beat up on him as if he did that by himself. I'll say this, that I believe that Ted Kennedy is a compromised man. You can say a lot of things about him, but I've come to the conclusion after extensive reading that thing back in with Mary Jo Kopechne on the Chappaquiddick Bridge in Massachusetts, that he was set up so they would never have to worry about him, that like they did his three brothers in, they did him in with a dirty trick. It might be, I don't have any proof for this, but I believe the man was innocent. And I say go, just take a look at jfkmontreal.com. But the thing is, about this open border thing, when you have groups like Mencia La Raza being supported by corporations in the United States, they give them money, and the Ford Foundation, and you just look at their documentation, we don't have a dozen congressmen down there with those people, security for, that go down there and watch those guys. I mean, the whole concept of like our FBI and our sheriffs and our military, that wasn't good enough. We had to have a new internal security. We have open borders, but we have something called homeland security. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I say that it's literally, academically, and legitimate to say it is a racial assault.
Hey, hang on. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Washington Times reported this. Members of a violent Central America-based gang have been sent to Arizona to target Minuteman Project volunteers. The MS-13 have issued orders to teach a lesson to the Minutemen volunteers. Many of the Minutemen volunteers are expected to be armed, although organizers of the border vigil have prohibited them from carrying rifles. Now, this is exactly what Jack McLam has a fear of happening, and that is that someone, and he says you need to be on every hill down there so you can see as far as you can, because he says somebody that is, he claims they're going to be from our own government, is going to, a sniper, pick off some of these gangsters or people that are crossing the border, and that's going to start a war, and that's what he thinks they want to happen. Now, let me talk a little bit about this MS-13 group. The MS-13 gang is a network, primarily guerrillas from El Salvador. It's one of the most dangerous Latino gangs in the United States. Unlike other U.S. street gangs, MS-13 maintains contact with its factions in El Salvador, as well as throughout the United States, according to a 2000 report by the Orange County, California District Attorney's Office. Since its inception in California and Washington, D.C., the MS-13 has expanded into Oregon, Alaska, Arkansas, Texas, Nevada, Utah, Oklahoma, Illinois, Michigan, New York, Maryland, Virginia, Georgia, Florida, Canada, and Mexico. MS-13 is unique in that, unlike traditional U.S. street gangs, it maintains active ties with its members and factions in El Salvador, so it's truly an international gang. Originally, only Salvadorians could become members. However, they now include members from Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. Also, a few African Americans and white members. MS-13 has broken the race barrier for membership, but most new members are still selected because of their Central American background. Now, get this. The majority of the MS gang members are between the ages of 11 and 40 years old. So they've got little kids out there that are part of these gang members. Now, I have pictures and all kinds of stuff here that we can't show you unless you have a color radio set. But here's another article. This came from the Washington Times. Members of the violent Central America-based gang have been sent to Arizona. Who sent them to Arizona? Did they just go on their own? Did they just hear about this and say, hey, let's go down there? Doesn't say who sent them. But anyway, let's take the final break of the hour. We will be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. We put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. I have an email here from Jack McLam. For those of you who do not know who Jack is, he's a retired police from the Phoenix, Arizona Department. He heads a national police and military organization. And he's very much against the New World Order. But anyway, here's what Jack says. And we've quoted him a couple times earlier in the show. But he says, we have heard that Bush made a deal with Fox to have the Mexican military attack our brave men and women who have peacefully gathered at the border to nonviolently watch and report the illegal flow of non-Americans coming in. We have not confirmed this, but wanted to be sure to warn of the possibility that this would be a method used by our international government leaders to stop this citizen's action. It's exactly the kind of thing our government leaders would do to shut down this honorable action by good, patriotic Americans. place a sniper on a hill, or plant CIA, FBI, NSA agents in the group of patriots to shoot a few of the Mexican soldiers or police officers who will be guarding the other side of the border and blame it on the good Americans gathered on the U.S. side. Therefore, the Mexican army would have lawful reason to use force against those who they thought were firing upon them. Very easily accomplished, and there's nothing the Americans do about it except be ready to defend themselves. So, anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. The program gets underway. I mean, they're going to meet tomorrow, April the 1st. And I'm going to try to make it a point to get as many, watch as many newscasts tomorrow evening, if anything does break out down there, as to how the news media is going to report it. Are they going to report it as we have discussed it today? Or are they going to say, hey, this is a bunch of loony goons that went down there to start a riot? Anyhow, we'll just have to wait and see. Jeff, you have that story about the fellow. You know, we've talked about this high-tech stuff and how the you can start your car. I'm going to change the subject here just a little bit, but how you can have the RFID tags, you know, and they
biometrics.
Biometrics. They want to put the RFID tag in your keychain, and then we'll say, well, they can steal your keys, so you need it in your finger or your... Tell us what happened there in Malaysia.
Well, this story comes from BBC News, and police in Malaysia are hunting for members of a violent gang that chopped off a car owner's finger so that they could get around the vehicle's high-tech security system. It was a Mercedes S-Class car, some sort of high-dollar car, that had a fingerprint recognition system in it, and it started when this guy was run down by a small posse of small cars. These cars come from all directions, ran him down, got him out of his car, and they bundled him up, and they threw him in the back seat of the car, and then they drove to the chop shop, and they stripped all the things that they wanted off of it, but then they couldn't get the car started again, so they chopped off the guy's finger so they could get around the security system, and then they, you know, threw the guy out, left him naked and fingerless there on the side of the road, and drove off with his car, about a $75,000 product on the second-hand market, the black market out there. But that's how the cops found him, naked and missing a finger, and his car was gone, which, you know, I knew it was coming. You knew that once they start making this biometric stuff like that, hey, why not chop off the guy's hand and just hope he didn't have a chip in his head, you know? I mean...
When you told me that story, that just came across while we were on the air here, and I hadn't seen the story, but I thought it was an RFID chip that he had. The car started because of his fingerprint.
His car would not start unless it recognized the fingerprint, so they chopped off his finger. It had keys also. So in order for the key to work, it had to recognize the fingerprint. So you just, you know, put the finger on the keychain now and drive around with the guy's finger on the keychain.
Wonder how long that finger will last under that scenario.
I don't know, but maybe you could make a molded replica of the fingerprint.
You know, where did they find that finger in a bowl of chili?
Yeah, Wendy's.
You never know. You just never know. Well, anyway, watch the news tomorrow night. Let's see what happens down south of the border, down Mexico way. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.